Welcome to the Hormone Lifestyle Zone. I'm your host, Meg Ricci, and this podcast series is about demystifying women's hormonal issues and struggles. And the title of today's episode, How to Create the Healthiest Version of You During COVID-19. So everyone, I'd like to extend a really big hug and a tremendous amount of love. I know this has been a challenging time for everyone here, and there are no words to express what many of you are going through. So again, big hug. So happy you could join me today. And I'm sorry for going silent for a bit. I was really, really hesitant in putting out a podcast. I just wasn't sure what to say. So I took the time to sit with this and to put together information that I felt would be thoughtful, that you could relate to, and most importantly, would be helpful during this COVID-19 crisis. And the information that I'll be sharing with you today will also support your efforts of staying on top of your health. And it is our social responsibility to make sure that self-care is a priority. We can collectively make a difference in flattening the curve of this disease by optimizing your immune system so that you can be the best version of you in today's world. Our immune response is our first line of defense against this virus. And that's why smart prevention habits such as hand washing regularly, disinfecting frequently touched surfaces, avoiding touching our faces, and practicing social distancing is so, so important. I, as probably many of you, I've never washed my hands so much in my life and sang so many versions of Happy Birthday in the bathroom. So this is where I feel that I can help you today to make smart choices right now regarding steps that you can take. And that's what this podcast is about. That's what this conversation is about. Because COVID-19 impacts anyone, everyone, and it doesn't discriminate. And there is a particular population at increased risk. And I think it's worth mentioning because a lot of times I feel so many of us forget that individuals with pre-existing conditions such as type 1 and type 2 diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, chronic lung issues such as asthma, women and men that are struggling with excess weight, older adults, those that are with cancer in treatment, and those on immune suppressant medications. So I want to point out right now, if you're on an immunosuppressant med such as Enbrel or Humira, have a conversation with your rheumatologist, your physician. I want to encourage you not to make this decision to go off this medication on your own. So at best, reach out and see what he or she has to say. Work as a team right now. We're all working together to keep everybody healthy. Now, COVID-19 causes an inflammatory storm in the lungs, and it's this inflammatory storm that can lead to acute respiratory distress, such as that pressure, that shortness of breath. Now, the following is based on the largest population study conducted in China. And there are 1,099 patients with COVID-19. And out of this group, only 4.7% of non-smokers had severe disease progression, such as ICU, ventilation, or death. But in smokers, that rate shot up to 12.3%. That's huge. Smokers fall in the higher risk category. And this also includes vaping. So if you were to ever think of a time to stop smoking, it's right now. And I'm really proud. My sister, Kathy, she stopped smoking a few weeks ago. This was a real come to Jesus moment for her to finally quit. And I think a lot of smokers feel that they're invincible to these statistics, but this is a time to really consider stopping and putting down those cigarettes. I have a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Hillary Evans. She's here in Charleston, and she works with people around the country. She is a phenomenal hypnotherapist, and she has a website called True Hypnosis, and she can help you with hypnotherapy quit smoking. So that's how I quit years ago. And this is how I encourage people. If you're having difficulty, hypnotherapy is a really great therapy to consider. And it'll really help with you in deal with stress. Hillary's great. She looks at the whole person. So reach out to her. I'll include her contact information in the episode notes. So now what I'd like to do is let's talk about supplements. Supplements that can boost your immune system, that can boost your immune response and drive down inflammation. We need to quench this viral storm. So let's talk about vitamin D3. More than 50% of the general population is D deficient, regardless of age. Part of that is we don't get enough sun. 90% of Americans of color are D deficient. Approximately 70% of the elderly are D deficient. Vitamin D helps boost your immune system and protect you against respiratory conditions. It is anti-inflammatory because it promotes regulatory T cells. Low D is associated with increased susceptibility to infection. So if you're getting a lot of colds, and if you've been getting sick a lot in the past, checking your D levels is really important. And optimal levels in my world are between 60 and 80. So what we also see with low D are individuals that are struggling with their weight. I see low D all the time. And particularly I see low D3 with autoimmune issues. So here are some pluses to D and why we should all be taking it. It also enhances the quality of our sleep. It can reduce depression. It can resolve depression. It is fantastic with postpartum depression. It enhances a woman's fertility. It reduces our risk for colon and breast cancer. I could go on and on about vitamin D. And I've mentioned this in the past, some of the best D research comes from MUSC right here in Charleston, South Carolina. So my recommendation right now would be start at 5,000 IUs and take it with a meal. I would really encourage you, if possible, to get those levels checked. 5,000 is very conservative. I'm not worried that you're ODing on it. I myself take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a few days a week, and I supplement on the other days at 5,000. So another important vitamin and is a good quality multivitamin. And we get our vitamins and minerals from our diet, but most Americans don't have a nutrient-dense diet. We kind of live in the middle aisles of the supermarket. And another fact to consider that 50% of Americans are deficient in vitamin A. Vitamin A is like the first vitamin listed on your multivitamin. Vitamin A is important in building and repairing of lung tissue. So right now we need all the support we can get, and taking a really, really good phytomultivitamin will make such a difference in your life. Now let's talk about vitamin C. Vitamin C helps slow down viral replication. It helps your lungs recover. It's an important antioxidant in reducing inflammation. And what's so cool about vitamin C, it helps to buffer stress. The highest concentration of vitamin C is found in the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are important in the production of cortisol, our stress hormone. Well, right now, all of us are on a tremendous amount of stress with all this uncertainty. So my recommendation would be taking a buffered vitamin C, preferably with bioflavonoids, 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and if you get sick, double up on the vitamin C. So here's an amazing mineral that I feel that we all need, and that's zinc. Zinc is an immune modulator. It inactivates viruses by increasing our resistance to any incoming microbe or virus. And many common colds are actually caused by a coronavirus. So zinc has been shown to reduce the duration of common colds. And I also find it really super interesting that taste and smell function is dependent on zinc. And a common symptom of COVID-19 is a loss of taste and smell. So I wonder if I would love to see more research in if zinc deficiency or the body is being depleted of zinc during this time of the coronavirus and how zinc supplementation can be really beneficial. But zinc also helps in detoxification of androgens such as testosterone. And it's one of the reasons why zinc is great for acne. I love zinc. Zinc is good for your thyroid. Zinc is good for your immune system. It's good for your gut. It's good for your skin. So a conservative recommendation right now would be 30 milligrams daily. Another favorite supplement that I think none of us can do without are omega-3s. I love fish oils. They help us reduce inflammation. And I recommend to people 1,000 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day with meals. And probiotics. I have been talking about probiotics through almost every podcast. 70% of your immune system resides in your gut. I would like you to consider a probiotic at 70% of your immune response. It resides in your gut. And a full spectrum probiotic that includes 30 to 50 billion is really important for your immune response. One of my favorite supplements is NAC, N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is a powerful antioxidant that scavenges free radicals and reduces inflammation in your lungs. It's an expectorant that loosens and breaks up thick mucus in the lungs. NAC has also other numerous benefits. It reduces thyroid antibodies. It improves intestinal tissue damage that is present with a leaky gut. It improves insulin resistance. And according to the CDC, 88 million Americans are pre-diabetic. And I recommend NAC for women that have polycystic ovarian syndrome. It's important. I recommend it when women are going through fertility treatment. And it plays an important role in detoxification. So another supplement to consider are mushrooms. Mushrooms boost your immune system. And mushrooms that have reishi mushrooms, Ganoderma mushrooms, can really make such a boost. And I'll make a recommendation for a supplement that you can check out in my podcast notes. So let's talk about your diet right now. Eating a nutrient-dense diet will support and fortify your immune system. I can't say it enough. Eating a nutrient-dense diet will fortify your immune system. It'll fortify your overall health. So having a diet that's very rich in fresh fruit and vegetables are high in antioxidants. And I feel it's important to mention at this time, if you're going to supplement, you have to consider what you're eating. Supplements will never replace food. That's why they're called supplements. They supplement what you have in your diet. And the reason I'm requesting or I'm encouraging people to take supplements is because this virus and the amount of stress that we're under can deplete the body of certain nutrients, of certain minerals, of certain vitamins. So I just want to support you during this time right now and moving forward. And getting back to the way that we eat, eat tons of leafy greens. consider as a really healthy starch or carb in your diet, focus on sweet potatoes and carrots and yams and orange squash. Why? They're high in beta carotene. Beta carotene is good for your lungs. So eating fruits and vegetables and or fruits such as blueberries and berries are high in antioxidants. You can't go wrong with fresh fruits right now. Oranges are in season. They're high in vitamin C and bioflavonoids. And consider if you're having a 70% based plant-based diet, consider 30% of that, the other 30% as lean protein. So consider like turkey and beef and cold water fish. Stay away from farm-raised fish. And include legumes and beans in your diet. And fresh nuts and avocado. Think Mediterranean. Include the outer aisles, but avoid the inner aisles. I found that when I go shopping, there's still a lot of wonderful fresh produce in the produce department, and the canned goods and the frozen goods are gone. So I would try to get as much fresh veggies as you can right now. And some other recommendations I'd like to make. Let's talk about your sleep. Sleep is incredible in boosting your immune system. The more you rest, the more you enhance your immune response. So my recommendation to people, make sure you're getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Go to bed a little earlier. Take a real book with you to bed. Take all that electronic equipment and keep it out in the living room and turn it off. Keep the TV out of the bedroom. We don't need that additional EMF exposure, that electromagnetic frequency in the bedroom. Take good care. This is a time to catch up on all the sleep you've never gotten over the years. Another consideration, and also with sleep, it helps to lower your cortisol levels. It is a time of recovery, of rejuvenation. Sleep is really important. Get up in the morning. This is a great time for you to exercise. Exercise boosts your immune system. It lowers your cortisol. And our cortisol levels can be elevated during this time of isolation and confinement. So what are things that you can do? I really love the fact that Peloton is offering a 4-month free app. I'm really fortunate that I can go outside and I can go for runs. I can do power walks. I can work outside if I choose to. But for many people, that's a real challenge. So Peloton has workouts that you can do outside or in your home. Also, Orange Theory has really wonderful, like 30-minute workouts that you can check out on their app or you can check out on YouTube. And I've been doing that. It's been really helpful. There's a lot of free information out there. What I've also included in my routine is a what's called a gorilla bow. I should like actually have them sponsor my show. Gorilla bow is really fabulous. It's a bow and you can attach different bands of different resistance and get a full body workout. I love it. It's excellent. So I've been combining that with outdoor runs and outdoor power walks. And for many of you, it's been challenging. A good friend of mine, I just been texting my friend Emily in New York City, and she has been going up and down her stairs in her apartment building in New York City. So Emily, keep up the good work. Her husband actually made a chess set out of a pizza box. So I think people are getting really creative at this time. And I think that's something else to explore. What kind of crafty stuff can you do at home that you haven't really done in a long time? Maybe this is a time to explore different hobbies. So I really encourage that. And another thing that I'd like to talk about is, can we cut back on the TV and listening to the news? Maybe we could just check in a couple of times a day. I think that would be helpful for all of us, including myself. There's another really great app. It's called Calm. Calm has meditation. It's got music. It has bedtime stories. It's really wonderful. So that's another app you can check out. And simple breathing will help to lower stress, and it'll take you out of that fight or flight response. And what I'd like to do right now, I'm going to talk you through a simple breathing exercise. So everybody, what I'd like you to do, maybe hit the pause button, pull up a chair. I'd like you to sit in a chair, sit up straight, kind of center yourself, close your eyes, place your hands on your thighs, and we're going to do a simple exercise that'll include 5 breaths. And I'd like you to take a deep breath through your nose, and on the exhalation, a deep breath through your mouth. And we'll do this 5 times. We're not in a hurry. There's no fire. We've got all the time in the world. So let's take a deep breath together through our nose. And exhale through the mouth. Inhale. And exhale through your mouth. Take a lovely inhale through your nostrils. Exhale through your mouth. Another inhalation. Exhalation. Inhale. Exhale. And gently open your eyes. Wow. Even for me, this is really powerful. Breathing is the best way to take your body out of a stress response. And I'd like you to try this simple breathing exercise. Do it a few times a day. I'd encourage you, do it for 10 breaths. Do it a few times a day. It will actually lower your cortisol level. And what happens when we take ourselves out of a stress response, we can be more present in the moment with better clarity and be able to look at our lives with a healthier perspective. So breathing, for me, there's a lot of herbs out there, but breathing, it's simple, it's free, and it's an easy, and it's a beautiful way for you to connect with you a few times a day. And you can do it with your family. So what I've been also doing is I've been taking long walks, and I've been walking in downtown Charleston, keeping my social distance. It's kind of wild. I haven't been able, I get a little choked up. I haven't been able to hug or touch anyone for 3.5 weeks. And I'm very delighted to have my cat Beso. Things are getting a little weird at home. I had a dream last week that my cat and I got married. And what is so strange, he's now sleeping out in the living room. He used to sleep with me at night. Maybe this commitment is becoming too hard for him. But I look forward to being able to connect with others and doing that by taking walks. And also FaceTiming people has been super, super helpful. I've been talking with my brother Frank and other family members on a daily basis, and it's been pretty awesome. So this has been an incredible time for all of us of spiritual recalibration and awakening. It's been a time where the beach blanket of our lives has been tossed in the air, and everything is landing so differently. This is why meditation and exercise and mindfulness and nutritional eating, and I left out cooking. Spend time with your family and cook. Eat together. I think this is the first time for many families that they've all been able to sit down and eat together. You know, I grew up during a different era in the 60s and 70s. We always sat down and had dinner. There were no electrical devices and social media. I used to remember when that phone would ring during dinner, we weren't allowed to pick up the phone. We had to sit and have our meal. So that is part of the self-care package. And also part of that self-care are the supplements. And again, I've included that. I really want to support all of you in this journey. But by recalibrating and doing all the things I mentioned, it allows us to be present and more grounded during this time of uncertainty. I look at this pause in our lives as a metaphor for the arrival of the second coming. It's an opportunity of awakening of that Christ consciousness, of that Buddha consciousness within us. And we can ask at this time, what is it that I need? What is it that I'm open to receiving? And how may I connect and be a part of my community? How can I be a part of my community with compassion and love right now? And that is why this pause button in our lives can feel scary and overwhelming. But we have each other. And I believe a lot of what I've shared with you today can help you along the way to keep your center, to remember the purpose of who you are in the world, and to know that we, all of us, our brothers and sisters, our families, our communities, our country, our global brothers and sisters, we are all in this together. And again, another suggestion I'd like to present to all my sweet, lovely listeners. Maybe you'd like to consider working with me one-on-one. I've been working remotely with clients around the country and here in Charleston. And I'd like to extend again to my listeners that today is a new beginning. And I would love to extend to all of you, working with you, to create a program that works for you. So maybe you've been struggling with an autoimmune issue. Maybe you've been struggling with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Maybe you're struggling with your weight or anxiety. Maybe you're trying to have a child. Maybe you're just trying to figure out how to get through the world in a new way. I can help you create a program that is specific to your needs. And another area that I'd like to mention, because I'll be doing a podcast on this very soon, maybe you're struggling with chronic UTIs and vaginitis. That is such an issue for women. I can help you through that. We can get you off antibiotics. There's so much we can do together. So by tweaking what you specifically need will help to boost your immune system. It'll help to recalibrate your health. And I want to be there with you each step of the way because we can do this together. And a lot of people have been asking what they can do to support a small business. Well, I'm a small business owner, and I can tell you this, a referral is gold. So if you're a client of mine, a current client, maybe you want to check in and work with me remotely. Maybe we can take a look at what you've been doing and what needs to be tweaked. Maybe you have a friend or a loved one that can benefit from my care and 25 years of clinical experience. Or maybe I have provided you with something profound that has impacted you during this podcast. Reach out. I'd love to work with you. And you can connect with me through my website, megricici.com. All my contact information is there. You know, I sat back for the past few weeks gathering myself to ask, how can I be of service to my clients? How can I be there for you? And I want to offer what I do best. And I've worked with thousands of clients. I love what I do. I get excited about getting people excited about their health. This is a new beginning for all of us. This is a recalibration. It is the potential of a rebirthing. And I want to be there to help you deliver the new you into the world. Again, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you'd like to work with me, I'm here. So you can also check me out on Instagram at Hormone Lifestyle Zone. And again, in the show notes, I'll include these supplements at a glance. You can click on a link where you can make the purchase from from your home online and make life easy for you. So please check out previous podcasts and new ones to come on iTunes and Spotify. And until we meet again, take good care of yourself. Remember to wash your hands. Don't touch that pretty little face. Make a beautiful, creative little mask that you can wear on your face when you go outside. We're going to get through this together. I know we will. And until we meet again, take good care. Rock on. I love you all.